across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The new
ignition.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, welcome to Tuesday, guys. How are we?
Good.
Really good, really good.
Pumped up.
What did you guys get up to yesterday? You took the dogs to the vet. We'll talk about that a bit later.
Yeah.
What a journey.
Bit of a drama.
Yeah, it was emotionally exhausting.
Jade's like, oh, come with me, come with me. I said, no. Do you know what? I'm so glad I did. And I saw her Instagram story yesterday. And those dogs in the doggy pram, it's just such a strange occurrence, isn't it?
It's not
Seeing
strange.
Seeing three little chihuahuas locked in a pram going down the road.
Have you ever seen another dog pram, Jade?
Yeah, heaps. Everyone does it.
I've never seen one.
Oh,
they look
I
so
see them
sad, like they were caged
the
animals.
Come off it. They're loved.
They love it.
They're having the time of their life. I'm the one who's, you know,
stressing out.
Getting put through the ringer.
Have you ever seen another dog pram?
No. No. I didn't even know they existed until I met Jade.
They were even selling them at TK Maxx the other week. That's how popular they've gotten.
Are you still looking? Okay, so I went to TK Maxx, Crevo, about a year ago with Jade, and she was looking at a doggy pram there. And she's like, there was one left, and the box was all ruddy. And now she's like, oh, there was one at TK Maxx. See, they are popular. It's probably the same one.
Just sitting there. Jade's still waiting for it to get another level of discount.
I reckon you're damaging the box yourself just so you can get it cheaper. You
know, in there with a Stanley knife. Look at that. It's damaged.
Hey, people do that.
I bet they do.
Oh, no. Yet again, never seen that happen.
Yeah, in retail, people do.
Yeah.
Well. I think people, like, drop cans and stuff so they're dented.
Yeah. And they get that. No, I've seen it. Dented. At Woolies and Coles.
That's happening. It's happening.
Very good. Going over to India next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. Where a family and a bunch of people in an area have turned on their taps one day to discover that booze was flowing out instead of water.
Actual booze,
actual
not just
booze.
Brown water.
No, no, this is actual booze and not just a prank. Something more serious going on.
Excellent. We'll talk about that next with the Novo 6 past 6 for your Tuesday morning. Good morning. Big Yellow Taxi, Vanessa Carlton, Counting Crows, live across Newcastle and 105.3 New FM. It's 10 past 6 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And we're off to India now.
That's right. Imagine you go to brush your teeth of an evening and you're getting ready for bed. And the water that comes out, instead of being your normal clear water that you're ready to go with, instead is a mix of beer and brandy.
That's great. I mean, there's bath time made fun, isn't it?
Well,
it really sums that
one
up.
Jade, you're a bit shocked, but Maddie, you're quite into this.
Yeah, no, I don't like the idea of that initial, like, brown water coming out and then the person who's going, oh, let's just taste it.
Well, if you can get over that, a lot of money to be made there, Jade.
That's the thing, you know. I mean, and at first it was an entire apartment block as well. So they've all thought, oh, what's going on here? It turns out 6,000 litres of confiscated alcohol had been buried nearby and had somehow gotten into the pipes that lead into this building, and all of the taps, just alcohol coming out, nothing but.
Ugh.
I mean,
they probably would have been there with bottles.
Well, that's
just
the thing.
Filling them up, jugs.
If you can get over the shock at first, it then turns into an opportunity.
Probably would clean your pipes pretty good.
Alcohol
would
actually,
it would.
Has some cleaning properties to it.
Do you know what, though? It takes a really brave person to taste some brown water from an Indian bath.
I think they were starting to maybe smell it and going, that smells like quite a good nip, actually. Mm. Let's have a go at this.
You know what, though? I wouldn't trust the pipes.
That's what I mean, though, that the alcohol would be cleaning the pipes. There'd be no need for Drano.
Well, that's true. The children apparently couldn't go to school as they were put off by the strong smell. That's an excuse if I've ever heard one. Yeah, exactly. The kids were on the booze, let's face it. And then they said the parents couldn't go to work either. Also drunk, obviously. I mean,
party in the building for a few days.
Exactly right. You would also want to be like the cops doing the breatho nearby. Because, God, you'd get a couple of good, you know, you'd fill your quota that month, wouldn't you?
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, my God. They drive crazy enough there over there as it is anyway.
I know.
Imagine that.
It's one of the wildest places to drive on the roads, old India.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That would be doing some sort of backyard market with all of that.
I think so.
Empty bottles.
What you got to remember as well, this booze was already confiscated, so I think it's gone for a resale again.
How many times can you resell something?
And get it confiscated and put back through the pipes.
I just won't be able to get past, you know, that initial moment when you've brushed your teeth and, like, you've just had a drink of orange juice, or you have a drink of orange juice afterwards?
Mm.
If alcohol and brushing your teeth would have the same sort of...
It's a weird,
cringing,
like, effect. Acidity effect or something, isn't it? Mm. It's definitely strange.
Real talk, guys. So, you know, summertime, very hot. Get some ice cubes, make a little ice bath.
Think.
Literally, get, squeeze some lime or lemon in there. Beautiful.
It's a cocktail party waiting to happen.
Like I said, that is a great bath time, guys. I mean, like, screw your spas, screw your bubble bath.
I could just picture Maddie lying
Valentine's
back there.
Valentine's Day.
With one
beautiful.
Of the, one of those trendy, what are those things they put on those bath trays?
Oh, yes. A little candle. Oh, I'm careful with that around the brandy.
With just a candle and just with a bucket of ice, a couple of tongs, and he's just sitting in there.
Walks into the bathroom with empty glasses.
Yeah.
Just fill it up straight out the bar. Party time at Maddie's house.
Brand new game next. What's Maddie saying, guys? What do we have on offer?
A double pass through Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
That's fancy.
Yes, so many good movies out at the moment. Bombshell, Margot Robbie, she got put up for an Oscar, guys. She didn't win, though.
I love how you're trying to act like Nelson Aspen from Sunrise with your Oscars chat, Jay.
I love
it. Are you just looking at it for the last...
crowbar it in there.
Jay didn't even watch them.
Hey, I go back and I watch all the highlights.
Hey, that's the best bit anyway. A lot of it's just people clapping and looking up at the
stage. Yeah.
That's 90% of the Oscars, let's
that
face it.
That is true. Anyway, I'm popping this dental spacer into my mouth, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I need a new one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Maddie has a dental spacer in his mouth. He says something. You guess what it is on 13:10:09. You get it correct. Guess it correctly. You get the tickets to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. So what are you saying this morning, Maddie?
Uh-huh. Ari.
Oh, that one's a bit tough. Go again.
Ari.
Okay. 13:10:09. If you think you know what Maddie's saying, get it right. The double pass to Reading Cinemas, all yours.
Excellent. Doing it next. 6:15 at UFM. Good morning.
The Novos.
What's Maddie saying?
Very simple game. Maddie sticks a dental spacer into his mouth, says something, and you just got to figure out what he's saying to win yourself a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
Very easy.
Here's what I said. One more time.
Now, this one's a little bit on the trickier side today.
It is. So we're going to go to Brett this morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. What's been on your agenda for the last 12 hours? Just sleeping or
very
working?
Very specific, Jay. What the hell?
Pretty much sleeping, yeah.
As were most of us.
Me too.
Well, 6 o'clock last night, you could have been having dinner, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe, you know.
Maybe he's been working.
Maybe you're partying. There's a secret club we don't know about around town.
Nah. Pretty boring. Just sleeping, Netflixing.
Yeah, that sort of gear.
And chilling.
Yeah.
Okay, Brett, what do you think I'm saying, brother?
I have a headache.
Incorrect. No. Thank you, Brett. Enjoy your day.
Thanks for that.
Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? We're good, mate. You're good. What's on for your day?
Well, I'm working at present now, and I've got to finish at 8 o'clock when I go out to another job.
Working hard. Working class man, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's do it, mate. Let's get you some movie tickets. What do you think I'm saying today?
Well, it sounds I had the same one as that other bloke I just had then, but I changed it now, and he said I have a hat party.
A hat party?
Yeah.
What's a hat party?
I don't know.
Like the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
sounds kinky. No, not it. Thank you, though, Tony.
Stephen, how are you doing?
Yeah, going good yourself?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Maddie has been saying something with his dental spacer in place.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, I'll hear it again.
Okay, listen carefully.
What do you think it is?
Well, I thought it was the same as the other guys, so I'm fairly baffled now, so...
It's a hard one today.
I'm going to say toothache.
No. So, it was, I have a fun buddy. I have a buddy.
There you go.
Oh, thank you there. Thanks for playing.
That's the thing.
No good today, hey?
You do have a fun buddy. You've got Crevo and I.
That's two. Who's the fun one?
He was referring to me.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Of course I was. Okay, sorry, Producer
Jackson.
We're
both incorrect.
Well, guys, Valentine's Day this Friday. Very exciting.
This is very big.
And so we've been looking for, you know, eligible hunter singles, people out there looking for love. And we're going to get them all on a boat.
That's right.
All thanks to Nova Cruises. We're going to be cruising the Hunter with people trying to find love. And we've been meeting some of our singles this week. And I think we're going to check in with our first male.
Yes, we are indeed. Coming up next, Matt will be joining the show, which will be very exciting. And, of course, we've got another single coming in after 8 o'clock this morning as well. So
it's not too late to get on board our boat.
No, newfm.com.au. You're giving away tickets as well across the workday. So you might not be one of the 10 featured here on the show, but you will be on the night. Come and,
that's right,
you know, find join some this, love.
Join the singles crew.
Hang out with us, man. Like to party. Turn the Venga Boys up.
Or you could turn this on. Loud Luxury Body. Much more suitable, I feel. You're the Novos at 6:24. Good morning, Newcastle.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
New
FM.
3, 2, 1.
Yesterday, I noticed, Maddie, you were wearing this shirt that had a little zipper. It was like a t-shirt with a little zipper on it. What do you keep inside your zipper?
Well, that's the first time I've worn that shirt, actually.
What did you keep inside your zipper?
Well, there's nothing in there.
It's just a zipper.
Just a zipper.
It's like it was a black t-shirt. And then there was
there's actually not a pocket. It's
oh, really?
Just a zipper.
It was a fake. It was a fake zip.
Fake pocket.
See, I don't like fake pockets. It actually angers me when I discover.
It angers
No, it
you.
Does. I actually tried on a really nice pair of pants the other week.
Yeah.
And I was so excited thinking, oh, these have really good side pockets. Went to go put my hand in it. And it was stitched up completely.
Couldn't slip
I think
your hand
someone's
in.
Actually calling for what got stuck in your zipper.
The phone is ringing. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't anger me. It mildly amuses me at best.
No, it angers me.
Do you know what? That shirt, right, that I wore yesterday, I got it maybe like a year and a half ago. It was like a $100 shirt, that one.
Jeez. Was it really? It actually all looked really good quality.
All the money's in the zipper.
No, but... I've lost a bit of weight. Like, I'm starting to lose some weight.
There you are.
Yeah, I said that to you yesterday. You're looking good.
I didn't feel bad wearing it. So I got it out of the wardrobe.
Oh, nice. Is there a section in your wardrobe?
Yeah, I have heaps. Because, you know, I make that mistake all the time. I either buy clothes that are too small or too big. So I'm phasing out the bigger
size.
Stuff now.
Well, if you're in... Yeah, if you've lost weight, you're sort of in the middle region. You can wear both.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true.
Exactly.
You got a much...
Like, this shirt today... Far too big. Like, you know, look at that.
It is a little
good on you, Maddie.
Side,
well done.
Well done, yeah.
Yeah, you said he's all made fun of me. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, you're smashing
it. You don't back it up. You don't back anything up.
Oh, well, once in a really blue moon, you're going to pull through.
What a miracle.
But you know what? We're going to help the singles out in the Hunter. Newcastle.
I'm so excited for this.
Newfm.com.au. If you want to come along to our singles cruise this Valentine's Day, we're going to get you on the boat. Hopefully you find love. And we're going to meet one of our singles who has got a ticket onto the big boat.
Yeah.
In a second.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Yes, his name is Matt as well. Great name. Hopefully two T's, not one. Right now, Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway at New FM. 6:36, good morning.
Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise with Nova Cruises. Visit novacruises.com.au. The Novos, kiss and tell.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Red roses are out everywhere at the moment. Chocolates. forever. She's the best.
Yeah, but you know what? Not for the single people out there, which is who we're trying to help right now.
That's true, because when you're single, you do watch your weight a fair bit. You don't want chocolates. You want love, and that's what we're trying to do for you. If you're single, newfm.com.au, jump online and enter, because we're going to invite a whole heap of singles on our cruise this Friday night, and hopefully you find love.
Wouldn't
while
that
you're
be
there.
Great? A new FM love story.
Oh, be beautiful. So we've been meeting from yesterday, Monday, this week. We're meeting all the singles, or some of them, and Matt is on the line at the moment. How are you?
Morning. Good. Yourself?
Good. So you're our first gent that we've spoken to this week, who's coming along on our cruise. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matt.
Oh, wow. What would you like to know? I'm a dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have 8 kids. No, I'm kidding.
Sense of humour.
That was funny.
GSOH.
That's pretty good. Just one little man. I'm a sales rep for a living. Sort of manage the northern New South Wales area.
Okay, yeah. It's professional. Industry professional.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, if you could call it that.
Yeah, you should. You got to sell yourself up, you know?
I need to come up with some awesome title that has absolutely nothing to do with what I do.
Now, Matt, a question for you. Are you good in the bedroom? Have you been told that? Because, people would want to know that.
I was talking about this with someone recently, and you can't say I've never had any complaints before. Because my first question is always, well, have you ever had any compliments?
That's a good one. And have you?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's excellent.
Really, girls like a good kisser. You don't want any
slop. As a lady,
slop.
Jade, because he doesn't want to talk to me about this. Yeah. As a lady,
yes.
What do you look for in a man when
that's
you first?
Okay. We can talk about kissing. We're bros.
That's true.
Wow, this just got a bit weird, Matt, didn't it?
There's nothing weird about that.
There's nothing worse when someone shoves their tongue all the way down your throat.
Oh, no good.
Hate that.
Well, who wants to be choking on someone else's tongue?
No.
You don't want to be choking on that.
No way.
Real talk, babe, Matt. Let's move past this smut. We're above this.
What smut?
Now, tell me, what do you really, want in a woman? And do you want someone that is dependable, someone that's honest, someone that's outgoing? What's your number one thing?
That's a great question. A teammate, I suppose.
That's sweet.
That's really
nice. You sound like a sweetheart, Matt.
Teammate, your best mate.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
A teammate, a best mate. Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, Matt, can you please describe yourself to any of the ladies out there who are listening?
Ooh. Really?
Come on.
Brown eyes,
Hazel eyes. I'm reasonably fit, I suppose. Sandy, sort of brownie blonde hair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got any tats?
No.
Yeah, clean.
Well, actually, no. I say no, but I do have one. I'm just not really. I'm not really putting it out there because it's terrible. I got it when I was 18.
Okay.
Oh, I have some of those too. Unfortunately.
Yeah. One regretful. Sad.
I have Lady Gaga lyrics in my arm.
Well, mine's not quite that bad.
can you please put us out of our misery? What is it?
It's just a family crest on my. On my shoulder.
That's all right.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, it just wasn't very well done.
Well, Matt, we're going to find you a woman, Matt. I'm sure of it, because you seem like a stand-up guy. We have a couple in mind, in fact.
Yeah.
That we think would be good with you.
Yeah, you're really easy to talk to, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. So are you guys.
Oh, thanks. Jade. Now, yeah, I hope your husband's married. Not listening.
Yeah, I know. I'm married. I'm just putting it out there for the single ladies.
Yeah,
that's what you want, someone you can talk to.
Also, if you like Matt, how old are you again, Matt? You're 31?
32
years old. And how old are you wanting to go, or how young? What's your age range?
I don't know, really, to be honest with you. Age is just a number, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Look,
that's
if true. You're 19, maybe not bring Matt up. But 13, 10, 09, if you think that you like the sound
hey,
of Matt...
Don't
look, yeah,
Matt,
I can't be saying that.
I love a 19-year-old.
I'm just trying to find him love. I'm not trying to find him, you know.
You want a relationship that's going to last from that.
Yeah, exactly. Not saying 19-year-olds don't.
Yeah, you never know. Love is love. Come on, Matt. You've got to be open-minded with this stuff.
If you like the sound of Matt, he sounds like a dependable guy. You think, you know what? Maybe I want to come along and meet him. 13, 10, 09, get in touch with us, guys. Thank you, Matt. Good luck, okay? And we'll see you on Friday.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, bye. Buddy.
Oh, very good. It's all thanks to Nova Cruises. And, of course, we haven't forgotten about the people in relationships either, because we're also giving you the chance to walk away with a beautiful package, Valentine's Day package, with a balloon aloft.
That'll be nice. Hot air balloon.
Yeah, hot air balloons.
Gourmet breakfast afterwards. Oh. We're going to put you up at the Crown Plaza for two nights.
It's a really great thing. So we're really covering all bases here with love on New FM.
Yeah, love
week.
Love week.
That's right.
Producer Jackson's up next with What's the Goss Oscars Edition. What's on the way, mate?
Yeah, very exciting. Just basically a rundown. A few awkward moments, funny moments.
Love that. Especially the awkward stuff. That's the best gear, really.
And a lot of people ripping people off, which I love as well.
Oh, excellent, nice, excellent. Nice. We'll do that next. 6:46 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the Goss?
So, Producer Jackson, you're here with all the Oscars goss. It's a special edition. What have you got for
Yeah, I'm all over it. Well, I'm going to say the theme for 2020 Oscars was a very confused-looking Billie Eilish. She was in the crowd, did not know what was going on. Her whole reaction was just basically, okay, boomers. But she did this rendition of the Beatles yesterday in memoriam. People are not happy though because they left out Luke Perry.
Yeah, I did see that.
Mm. Yeah, and very awkward as well because people were clapping for certain people and they're not clapping for others.
That's awkward.
It is very awkward.
Also, Billie Eilish's outfit. Like, what was going on there?
She's very strange. I do like Billie Eilish.
I loved that song. Was amazing though. Mm. I watched that whole performance.
People called it a tracksuit, but it looked like it was more of a bathrobe. That's my eye.
Well, yeah. She dressed herself apparently. So, you know,
classic Billie Eilish.
Yeah,
really.
Well, she's not even what 18, 19.
I think she's 18. She still lives at home. She just does her thing. I like it. Anyway, moving on from Billie Eilish, Chris Rock pointed out very quickly the lack of diversity in the awards.
Cynthia did such a great job in Harriet hiding black people that the Academy got her to hide all the black nominees.
Only one, I think. From record. Jeez. Yeah, isn't that sad?
Not looking good.
One of my favourite points of the night was, do you remember when John Travolta did this?
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
No.
Okay, so he introduced Idina Menzel from Frozen.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, that's right.
Not her name. So her co-star from Frozen 2, Josh Gad, got on stage and kind of paid a bit of homage to John Travolta.
The iconic and brilliant Idina Menzel, pronounced exactly as it is spelled, is R. Elsa.
Which I liked.
Gods, they're all bitter, aren't they? Like, they've been waiting a whole year to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They like swiping at each other this time round. Everyone's not, there's no class anymore.
No.
Just get up there, accept your award, be happy for yourself, take the praise, and then just go. Honestly, I'm so sick of all the political agendas and this, that, and the other. Just accept your award. Be happy that you got nominated and you won.
Well, you'd love an Oscar, wouldn't you, Jade?
Oh, yeah, of course. Who wouldn't want to win an Oscar and Academy Award? But I just think, I just don't like how people keep using it for platforms when, like, it's just, you know, it's the, you're winning. You're getting such a great honour. Don't throw it in the Academy's faces. Just be thankful that you did great work and you're being recognised for that.
Well, off the back of that, Brad Pitt, he won his first Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
There
and his speech was very nice. So he thanked his kids and also Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo, I'll ride on your coattails any day, man. The view's fantastic. Once upon a time in Hollywood, ain't that the truth? This is for my kids who color everything I do. I adore you.
No mention of Angelina, but probably the best part of the night was Eminem doing his little performance. Billie Eilish was very confused in this as well. I don't think she knows who this old man is.
Who's this old man talking on the stage?
It's so funny seeing that, though, because I think you're 100% right, Jackson.
It's like, who this?
Oh, yeah, that was a good part. Very good. I find the Oscars mind-numbingly boring, to be honest.
Me too. Oh. I feel like I have a lobotomy.
I feel for you, Jackson. You had to do that segment then.
Well, there you go. You're up to date. You did it for me. I loved it. I love the Oscars.
How much did you watch?
To be honest, I don't sit there and watch the Oscars anymore. I used to. But now I just go back through, watch the highlights. I love going through, you know, the Instagram for the Academy, seeing the who wins, the dresses, the movies I've got to watch. Because, you know, I'm a movie buff. So
yeah, that's true.
I'll go through and I'll watch the movies
based on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I just don't vibe on it. It's too many old white guys in one room.
Yeah, and do you know what? Who cares seeing them win over and over again? I'm glad that foreign film won Best Picture.
You guys sound bitter now. You sound like all the actors.
No, actually, we are talking about Parasite, just very quickly, their director, after watching the Oscars, this is how I felt.
Thank you. I will drink until next morning. Thank you.
Let's leave it there. Thank you, Producer Jackson, 6:58. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
What are you guys ripping on over there? You're having a great old time.
Oh, we just like to giggle and have a laugh.
Yeah, we do.
You know what we like to do.
Hey, coming up next, got a great one for you guys. You may have seen that video of that man on the Central Coast paddling on a boogie board through the McDonald's drive-thru the other day.
At Tugra there, yeah. That's
the best thing about floods, is getting on the bodyboard or boogie board, whatever you want to call it.
When I'm paddling through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Well, just paddling wherever. Like
dangerous,
right.
I have to
jump in here. The police say you should not.
You absolutely
mustn't do it.
Yes, I mean, look, yes,
it's real talk, probably better than the guy on the jet ski, but, you know, still pretty bad.
He was having fun. You know, like, it just irritates me. Like, obviously, be safe. You don't do something stupid. But, you know, I grew up in Queensland. We had a couple of acres and we had a creek. Whenever it used to flood, we used to get on the bodyboards, used to run in the backyard, skim along. We'd go ride the rapids.
Hey, Jade, I'm going to stop you. Hot tip. In the creek, in the backyard, not through the McDonald's drive-thru, duh.
Yeah. Even then, that's
very different.
Yeah, I think after these torrential floods, when you've got all sorts of things that are under the water, that's submerged and endangered.
It is dangerous.
It's not just a killjoy thing, Jade. It actually does put SES people at risk.
Danger here.
You know, when they have to go in and save you.
Saying it's safe, but the thing is, it's fun.
It's very funny.
Okay,
though.
All right. Yeah. Personal responsibility, sure.
Very funny. 13:10:09 this morning, Legend or Loser. New segment. The man on the boogie board paddling through the McDonald's drive-thru. We want to know your thoughts.
You can't. Unsafe. Like, if you know.
Legend or loser.
I'm saying legend. I don't care if I'm probably going to get a lot of hate, but you know what?
Nah,
sometimes
loser.
We're just becoming too, you know, nanny state protected. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Let's have some fun.
Oh, guys, bit of fun here this morning. Let us know your thoughts. This guy is a legend or a loser. Doing it after Dan and Shay, 10,000 hours. Good morning, Newey.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, getting tattoos from an amateur for free.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
I sort of love it in a way. I don't have any tattoos, but, you know, a couple of friends of mine have tattoo guns, and when they used to, you know, have
like
weekend
parties
and whatever, they'd bust it out safely and give each other the odd tat, and they are a little bit dodgy, but they're the memories that they have, and they love them. So,
because your husband, Ben, has a few tattoos. Are any of those just amateur ones from these friends?
I think actually maybe one or two. I know. Yeah. I actually helped him colour in one of them.
Really?
So I guess
so you're the amateur tattooist.
Jade's like, that one is not the amateur one.
Only once, and the red fell out. I'm sorry, Benny. The tattoo.
didn't work
too well.
Colour
didn't last too well in that one.
Now, Maddie, you've got a few tats, all from professionals?
Yes.
Reason I bring this up is the world's youngest tattoo artist is very busy. She's a 9-year-old girl. And she's been apparently doing the inking since she was a toddler, right? She works out of her parents' tattoo studio. And, like, she just does, you know how toddlers draw normal drawings, like little flowers and
stick figures.
Exactly. She just does that sort of stuff. But apparently she's in such high demand, she spends all her free time working at her parents' tattoo studio.
Wow.
That's incredible. Bizarre.
I mean, and it's like there's, you know, celebrities and stuff have been trying to get some of these tattoos. God, it's over in Germany.
They love a bandwagon, celebs, don't they?
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, I know this guy when I lived down at Jindabyne at the Snow, and he got, I think I told this story before actually on the show, is he got the postcode of Jindabyne on his ankle, 2627. The handwriting was terrible.
Like shaky and stuff?
Like shaky. It almost looked like a six-year-old had written the postcode, and he attempted to draw a mountain.
Oh.
Like on top of the postcode, because obviously Jindabyne's full of mountains.
That's sweet. At least it meant something.
Yeah, but you're going to regret that like the next day, aren't you?
Not unless he loves it.
It literally looked like that. I'm just drawing.
Like you just scribbled it there.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't had like that kind of experience in doing any of that, it's going to be terrible as well.
Oh, of course, of course. Just stay away. Best to stay away.
If you're going to get a tattoo, at least get a professional to draw it up for you.
I mean, unless you like it that way. You know, I say go for it.
You know what, though? Like mine, these were done by a professional, but he screwed this. I have like a musical note on one arm.
Yeah.
He made it too wide. So it's I just have never gotten over it, really.
Would you change it, Maddie? Would you look at like, getting it covered over and...
Nah.
No, you're happy with it?
Yes, you got to own these mistakes, you know?
Just make them a part of your life.
Exactly.
I know producer Jackson wants to get one changed.
Yeah, I would love to get my tattoos. All of them. I don't like any of them. I got them so young, but I got them professionally. I would never get a tattoo in a backyard.
How old were you when you got your tattoos, producer Jackson?
One I was 17 and one I was 18.
Okay.
Jeez, that's pretty... Is 17 the minimum age you can get it?
I don't know.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to be 18, or if you're 16, you need your parents' permission.
Oh.
Pretty sure. Could be wrong.
Okay.
There you go. Right now, though, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now at New FM. Good morning. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. At 7.26, we are giving you twice a day a 1 in 30 chance to walk away with $1,000 with our brand new game, ASL Age Sex Location, Crevo.
Very simple, that's right. We read out an age, sex, location. If that's you, call up 131009, or maybe it's someone you know. Oh, that's my sister's that age. Quick, give her a call.
Mm-hmm. All right, you've got about 13 minutes, so I'm going to give you the age, sex, and location for today. Are we ready, guys?
Yes, we are ready.
We are looking for a 33-year-old female from Newcastle. The clock is ticking. A 33-year-old female from Newcastle. That could be anywhere in the Newcastle Council region.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call right now if you sit that 131009 and you get to spin the cash balls next at New FM.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Yeah, twice a day here at the Novos, we are giving you the chance at a 1 in 30 chance to walk away with $1,000 cash with age, sex, location. Twice a day, we give out exactly that, an age, sex, location. Your job, ring through to the show with your lucky number. If you get through, you get to spin the cash balls, and if your number comes out, $1,000.
Just like that.
Yeah, today we had a 33-year-old female from the Newcastle region, I do believe. We have that just here, Crevo.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, good. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. Now, you heard that all called out, and you're like, that's me, I want $1,000.
I just jumped in the car and was like, oh, my God.
How good's the timing?
It must be a lucky day. It can only get better.
My God, yes.
Fingers crossed. Now, you're a Merriweather girl, am I right?
Yes, correct.
What's it like down at Merriweather this morning? Set the scene for us.
I went to the beach this morning and it was beautiful. It's been raining, obviously, all week, and the sun was just coming through the clouds.
Nice one. Did you get in the water or is it too wild still?
Look, I'd been to the gym and I was not game to get in that water.
Too much ocean foam, I get it. All right, well, let's win you $1,000. All we need is your lucky number, please.
Number two, please.
Ooh, okay. Number two. So, Stephanie, I've got all the balls in my little spinner. I'm going to rotate them around.
Give them a spin there, Jade.
So, you're after ball number two. Here we go.
One's coming down the chute.
It is 23.
Oh, no. Well, thanks for playing, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you,
Doc. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars, get cash for your car today. Another chance before 9 o'clock this morning, guys.
That's right. Very simple.
Well, yesterday for me wasn't my lucky day, guys.
Oh, no.
It was vet day, it was normally really quite good. I don't mind taking the dogs to the vet to get their vaccinations, but yesterday I was a bit disappointed because I got a mean vet, which is something that I haven't really had before. She was not friendly. And
Are you serious?
Ruined the experience. Yeah, I actually had to... Actually, I'll go into it into a second. But I know Maddie's skeptical, thinking that I have little terrors. I have three chihuahuas.
I'm just going to play a little bit of what's coming up. Go to balloon... Oh, no. Wrong one. Here we go. I'm skipping.
Whose dogs are those, Jade?
Mine and someone else's, but it was in the waiting
little
room.
Little sweethearts. Oh.
Yes, well, oh God.
Ruby Schmooby.
I'd be horrible if I was that vet as well.
Oh, please, no. Oh, you wait until I tell you what happens.
All right. All right, doing it next at the Novo 741. Good morning. 105.3 New FM, 752 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's all thanks to Macca's. Jade.
Yes.
You're hating on your vet. Why?
Okay, well, yesterday was go to the vet day, get all the annual injections. I have three chihuahuas, Coco, Reuben and Myrtle, and sometimes they can be a handful. I'm not going to lie. The waiting room was a little bit of an event.
Oh, God.
Mm. Shall we take a listen?
Oh,
I can't believe
this.
I have to listen to this again. Here we go. It goes on for a minute, so I'm just going to bring it down.
So that was the waiting room.
So are they okay?
Tensions were high.
Are they mad at other dogs in there? Or?
Well, just dogs just react. Well, the thing is, when you get three dogs together in a pack, you know, they do like to sort of
is that what
team
like
up on the other dogs. No, honestly. And you know, you've been to my house, you know they're not like that at home. You stop. They're delightful.
Just like their owner.
Exactly.
You're a delight.
But the thing is, though, I was a little bit, I guess, disappointed because whenever I go to the vet, normally vets, you know, they're in their job because they love animals. Animals are, you know, happy little dogs. Once we got into the actual room with the vet, they were great. They were quiet. They were just sitting in their pram waiting for their turn.
I thought you said that Myrtle had to get the muzzle on, though.
Myrtle did have to get muzzled.
So, Myrtle was biting the vet, or
she's
trying to?
Trying to, because she didn't like being poked and prodded, okay? So other than one, they were delightful, but the vet was just, as soon as I got in there, just was not friendly whatsoever, which is a first for me. And I had to make all the conversation. I was like, oh, how's your day going? And she's like, like that's what she
didn't
gave me.
Didn't even answer you.
She said, and I said, has it been busy? Has it then? You're like, and she's like, yes, very busy, very busy. She did have an accent. I don't know
that's got everything to do with
the rudeness. I don't know where she came from. I thought, well, maybe she's, you know, it's a cultural thing. Who knows? I couldn't even work out.
Or she was just over dealing with this.
No, but they weren't like that in there, Maddie. You're trying to wind me up and it's working. I got to the point where she was reading through my dog's notes, though, and Coco needs her anal glands relieved because sometimes...
I hope you're enjoying your cornflakes this morning.
Well, her scent glands sometimes need relieving. It's a common thing with most breeds of dogs. Sometimes it does happen.
Come here, boy.
And she read this in the notes. And so she got all through. Coco was first. She didn't even, like, check them. And I was thinking, that's strange. So anyway, I got to Reuben, did Myrtle, and then I said to her, okay, look, can you please check Coco's scent glands while you're here? And she was like, oh, well, you better get it out of the pram then. And I was like, hey, it's your job. Don't blame me if you're not happy sticking your fingers up there, you know.
Can we call the vet and can you tell her live on air? That's funny.
I didn't, what, so, funny? I was angry because I was thinking,
you need
if
to
it,
tell her.
And then she said, oh, geez, they really are full, aren't they? And I said, well, yes. Obviously, you read in her notes she has, like a scent gland buildup. It's a common problem
if
with her. Why wouldn't you check it?
If I were a vet, had 3 chihuahuas carrying on in my waiting room like that, one had to get a muzzle on it. And then at the end of all of that, you ask the poor vet to relieve its anal glands, I would be annoyed too.
Well, she's lucky I didn't ask her to clip Coco and Ruben's nails. I thought, you know what? I'll just do it myself because it's obviously too hard for her. I'm not going back there. They're not getting my money again.
Well, hang on a second. I have one more question here.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think it was about a week ago, because this is your dog injection day coming up, right? And don't you have a normal vet that you go to that you get on with?
Okay.
Why have you gone to a different vet, Jay?
Because, you know what? I wanted to price around a bit. And you know what? It is true you get what you pay for. Because when I went to this particular vet, it was you pay for two, you get the third half price.
So you've cheaped out on the vet, and that's what's happened.
Yeah, the injections are exactly the same though. I'm telling you now, I paid over $500 for their injections yesterday. The other vets wanted to charge over $700. So if I could save $200, I was going to.
Well, you get the attitude. That's what the $200.
Oh, I know. And you know what?
Let's move on to something more positive.
I'm not cheaping out again. So I'm going to go back to the more expensive.
You have to go grovel back now. Be like, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Why didn't you come in last year for your injections?
Yeah.
Jay does this with everything though, like her hair, her vets, her massages. We all remember what happened when she went to the apprentice masseuse.
Well, now, sore back for a week.
Hey, guys, Kiss and Tell is going off at the moment. Of course, this Friday, it's going to be incredible. A boat full of singles looking for love. Now, we're joined in the studio next by another one of our contestants, and we're very excited to have her in here.
That's right.
She's got beautiful red hair.
It's very bright.
Jade, are you jealous of the hair?
I am. It's beautiful. It's a mixture of fairy floss and strawberries. I love it.
We'll chat to Ashley next here at the Novos. It's 8:03. Good morning.
Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise with Nova Cruises. Visit novacruises.com.au. The Novos, Kiss and Tell.
Yeah, that's right. We're hooking up singles right across the Hunter for our very own social dating experiment this Friday on Lake Mac. We're going to be doing a cruise. It'll be Facebook Live. NASA from MAFS will be there. Hopefully, we'll find some cute, newy love stories.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. All these singles on a boat together, watching love unfold. I'm really excited. I'm going to feel like a Cupidette.
Cupidette?
Well, I was trying to put a spin on Cupid. But for a female, but I don't think it's a thing.
Jeez. There's a sight. Hey, we do have one of our contestants in here at the moment, and her name is Ashley. Hey, Ashley, we're going to chat to you next, but I've got to say, that hair is banging, girl. You can't get the headphones on. Crevo, you have
it's
the hardest
beautiful.
Headphones.
It's bright. It's bright pink.
Are you jealous, Jade, of Ashley's hair?
I love it. I really, really love it.
Now, Ashley's gorgeous. Thank you for joining the show, Ashley. You're here now.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. We're going to chat more next to you. But, of course, if you want to check out the new FM live stream, that is up now on our Facebook page. But we'll do more next after this. Tones and I, Dance Monkey and New FM. It's 8:06. Good morning.
Celebrate your special occasion on a lunch or dinner cruise with Nova Cruises. Visit novacruises.com.au. Kiss and Tell.
Yeah, we're hooking up singles right across the Hunter. The big day this Friday, of course, our big Valentine's Day cruise, guys. NASA from MAFS is going to be there. What an icebreaker.
Oh, it's going to be the bomb. Jeez. I can't wait.
I know.
Canapes, drinks, singles.
That's
I know.
For the people, Jade, not for you.
I know. But the thing is, it's a nice part of the relationship, you know, the meeting someone, the chatting, the butterflies.
Blind dates are kind of awkward, though.
No!
But I'm into it.
No, because we're going to be there. NASA's going to be there. So, you know, we'll be doing a lot of the icebreaking for you.
Yeah, that first, like, bit of chemistry when you first meet someone is very exciting,
isn't
it?
Yeah, when you look into each other's eyes and you know it's on.
This is someone I'm attracted to.
Yeah. It's like I could have fireworks with you later on.
Oh, we are joined by Ashley right now. She's 31. Ashley, thanks for joining us on the show today. No worries. Now, just tell us, first of all, what are you looking for in a man?
Someone that's got some humor about them. They can't take life too seriously. Genuine. Yeah, I have to be attracted to them too, but...
Yeah, so what do you generally look for in a bloke? Do you, like, I mean, a built guy, you know, like, what's your go-to? We all have a type.
I mean, we all like muscles, I have to say.
Oh, look, there it is.
Do you like big no pecs? Because I get turned off when their pecs are too big.
I like big everything.
Big everything, yeah, okay. Big everything. Hello.
But body doesn't really matter to me. It's more the personality.
Yeah.
But should be big. Should be built, you know? Like the gym.
I love how you say that, you know, it's all about the personality. It's okay to want muscles.
Yes.
You've got to put, if you're coming on the radio to find love. Exactly right.
So other than the big muscles, you know, dark hair, brown eyes, you're into blondes.
Oh, God, that doesn't bother me at all.
No, it's just got to be big.
What about tattoos? What about tats? You like them?
I do love a tattoo.
Bit of ink.
Oh, see, you've got a couple of tattoos on yourself.
I do, yes.
Yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
The one on my arm, which is the old school panther.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's in for my pop.
Yep.
Who died 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a couple of home jobs done, which...
Well, we were just chatting about that on the show earlier.
Yeah.
Are you into the home job tats?
No.
Oh, some are terrible, aren't they?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Just going back to your pop and your family, I know he's no longer with you, but obviously he'd want you to find love. Is your family supportive of you coming on this cruise?
Yeah, they'd probably laugh at the whole situation, but yeah, no, they're pretty good.
And how's it been dating for you, like Tinder, like Plenty of Fish? Is it a nightmare?
Don't go on Plenty of Fish. It's... terrible. Don't do it.
So someone said to me the other day, oh, you know, this is like Poff. I'm like, what's Poff? I just realised plenty of fish.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't recommend that at all. I prefer the old school meeting, like face-to-face.
Okay.
Have that chemistry and see where it goes from there.
So have you had a go on Tinder and you've just met up with people and you go, this guy's a whack job or this guy's hopeless.
Oh, yeah,
what's going on there?
There's some crazies out there. Some crazies out there.
Yeah, right. So you've had some bad experiences.
Yeah, but there's also some great people out there too, so...
Yeah, well, hopefully we can find you someone great.
Hopefully.
Now,
hopefully.
should we talk about, like, you know, interests or things that you want to focus on from that perspective, or is it just humour and good times?
Yeah, just some humour, good times. Need to be able to laugh with each other and joke around and, you know, bit of both worlds. I like a guy that can do Netflix and chill and...
Yeah,
go out
nice.
And be around the fire and have a few drinks with friends.
Now,
or...
you do have kids, don't you, Ashley? You
yes.
got one child?
Or two.
Two kids. And how old are they?
They are 10 and 4.
Nice one. So you've been a mum for a while. And, I mean,
a
it's obviously number one priority for you, right?
It is.
Now, tell me, in terms of a bloke, do you care if he has kids?
No, I'd probably prefer that he does. It's not essential, but I'd probably prefer that he does have kids because then he understands what it's like to be a parent. So.
And that's the thing. We were speaking about this on the show the other day. I mean, it's really hard for some women out there, especially, you know, once you've had children. I mean, you know, maybe you're one or two kids in. I mean, a lot of guys can be very shallow. And you know, it's must be so hard to go and meet people when there's sort of that, you know, stigma from the start that, oh, you know what? I've got two kids, like, there are shallow guys out there.
Yeah.
So if you can look past that, that's what we want here. We don't want, you know.
Well, I mean, single parents, we've got our stuff together, so.
Well, that is true. You have to be organised.
Take care of us, so, you know, come and see the single mums. We're great.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
Well, Ashley, we're very excited for you. Thank you for coming in today. And we do have a couple of guys that we're looking at the moment for
awesome.
You. So Friday, we're going to be there. And you do have chances to win across your day here at New FM tickets to this cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, come and see me.
Come see Ashley.
Yeah, if you're liking the sound of Ashley and you're thinking, you know what, this might be someone that would be perfect for me, make sure you get online, newfm.com.au, apply, and who knows, you could be coming on our cruise.
Very good. All right, guys. Well, Ashley, good luck. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
Up next, guys. we've got a really interesting chat, Crevo, about a lady, Aussie girl, who's made it big over at the Oscars.
That's right. So it's actually a connection of yours, Jade, who essentially has gotten one of their products into the Oscars gifts bag.
Yeah.
And this is absolutely huge. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity if you've got a small business. So really, really amazing story. We're going to get to that next.
REM, Losing My Religion. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Now, guys, very exciting because, Jade, yesterday you brought quite an incredible story. Aussie, Crevo, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, Oscars. We're like, what's going on here? You said, oh, it's a friend of a friend. She's got her product in the female Oscar nominee's gift bag.
Yeah.
Like, get out of town. This is amazing.
Huge honour. And I just had to get her on the line. We had to have a chat to her because I've never heard of this happening to any Australian.
Exactly right. And especially, you know, an up-and-coming business here in Oz. To have that happening, just awesome. So, good morning, Vanessa, and congratulations.
Hey, Vanessa. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Now, obviously, the product that you had for this were the Sunshine Swirl earrings. I say, obviously, I hadn't heard of them before, but having a look at them, they are beautiful earrings. So, well done for that.
Oh, thank you so much. Appropriately named to obviously showcase where I'm actually from here in Australia, Queensland. So,
Sunny Coast?
Yeah, from Sunshine Coast.
So, can you tell us about this? So, it's the first luxury Australian artisan celebrity gift bag that they've ever done. Can you, did they approach you and explain this bag to you? Can you tell us all about it?
It was actually a chance meeting, which sometimes I think maybe it was actually just, you know, two worlds colliding at the right time. So I actually met Janine, who has organised it all, at like a network event. And she commented on my shoes, actually, and we started talking. So maybe fashion was the draw card. And I told her, obviously, that I handmade jewellery and I just started my own business. So I'm not quite 12 months old yet. So it's been... Jeez. Obviously an amazing career highlight to be involved in this tremendous opportunity to be able to showcase with along with other Australian businesses, you know, on the big stage, like in some limelight to, just to show, you know, locals' passion for business.
For sure, so, for sure. Yeah,
it was a chance meeting at a networking event and we started talking and she said, Janine said that she would love to talk to me more about an opportunity for a celebrity gift bag.
So now,
obviously, the ears pricked up and went, tell me more.
Yeah, Vanessa, tell me, out of all of the celebrities at the Oscars, all of these incredible actors, A-class actors, who were you most excited about, you know, them possibly receiving these earrings of yours?
You know, honestly, all of them,
Scarlett Johansson would have got these, Renee Zellweger. Yeah. Imagine if she wears that on the next red carpet.
Wouldn't that be absolutely fabulous? That would be the ultimate dream come true. But, you know, even just them receiving them and, you know, gosh, even if they had a look at the, you know, the socials and stuff like that, a photo with them on at any time would actually be
unbelievable.
Even them seeing my name or seeing something that I handmade, like that's a true honour.
Has your Instagram already blown up? What's going on there?
Oh, I just had it. Well, let's hope so. They'll only be receiving them pretty much today, I think, as gifts. I mean, they obviously get so much stuff, so let's hope that it certainly gets through and to be seen and to be worn and enjoyed, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well done, honestly.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Incredible.
Amazing.
A couple of things. Do you just want to give your business a little plug and maybe your socials? Do you have an Instagram page? What's the go?
Yeah, sure, certainly. Thank you so much.
No, all good.
The Instagram is uniqueness_jeweler. So you can see, lots of what I'm actually working on sort of, you know, live at the time. And then Facebook on Uniqueness Jeweler. And then, website is Vanessa Nock, N-O-C-K, .com.au, where, majority of my work you can absolutely see there and get in contact if you wish.
Now, Vanessa, Jade actually likes to think of herself as a bit of an influencer here in Newcastle.
Chance you'll send her a couple of sunshine swirls?
What's your favourite colour?
probably green is my favourite colour, yeah.
Some green ones.
She's not denying it. Thanks, exactly, Vanessa. Right. Now, congratulations again. Check it out. Of course, Jade. I mean, wow, you could be wearing the same earrings as Renee Zellweger.
Wow. And she won the Oscar this year.
That's right. You two would essentially be on the same level.
Amazing. Honestly, what an honour to this lady, Vanessa.
I know. Well done, Vanessa. We love your work.
Do you think she'll send you any? I don't think so.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Honestly, I'm just stoked for it.
You can just play this bit of audio and say you're wearing the same ones.
Exactly.
No one will know.
But guys, Ben was looking over our credit card statement over the weekend, and turns out we got done for fraud. Well, not us. Someone said that backwards. Someone was, frauding us, I should say? Committing fraud on our credit card.
There you go. We got there in the end.
I'm a good citizen.
Benny, we're off to jail.
I'm a good citizen. But no, it was very scary. So, straight on to that. So on 131009, we're actually talking credit card fraud. If this has happened to you, if someone's stolen your details or, you've all of a sudden got these purchases on your card that you didn't make.
Could have been Jade and Ben.
No, wasn't us. Want to hear stories?
Yeah, that's right. I think very serious.
We've got to highlight this because it happens a lot.
Mm. Very good. Doing it next in UFM after the news. It's 8:28.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
UFM. Ignition.
3, 2, 1.
Just before 9 o'clock, we're playing age, sex and location again here. It's time to reveal the next one. If you are a 26-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area, this is your big opportunity. 131009, just before 9 o'clock, we will be playing again. It's a 1 in 30 chance to win $1,000. Very simple.
So very good.
26 male, Port Stephens Council area.
Yep, 131009. And also, call up now if you have a tale of being...
defrauded.
Defrauded? Is that the correct term? Yep. Defrauded. Because it turns out Ben and I, over the weekend, he was just going over the credit card because we've been booking a lot of a lot of accommodation because we're going on holidays.
Yeah.
And we believe that's how someone's gotten our credit card details, and they actually went and subscribed to Amazon and a couple of other things. So luckily we got onto it early. Mm. But 131009, if you've been a victim of credit card fraud, because we put this on our Facebook page and it actually went off its head. This has happened to so many people.
It's really weird because the other day, funny you bring that up, I got an email from my bank Westpac and it's like, oh, you can finish your credit card application online now.
You're like,
and I haven't put in an application for one, so I have to suss that out.
Basically steal your identity.
Well, I don't know if it's like a legitimate email but this happens to so many people.
Mm.
Anyway, all right, call now, 131009. We'll do it next, 8:38, after Maroon 5 Memories, New FM. Good morning. 21 degrees at Maitland. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's Tuesday morning, 8:41.
And on 131009 this morning, we want to know if you have been a victim of credit card fraud. This is because Ben and I were looking over the credit card statement on the weekend, and then we noticed that there have been some odd, subscriptions and transactions. That's going on. So we called our bank up straight away, got onto it, and we've cancelled the cards, got new ones sent out, but we're still waiting to hear information on when and where and
you seem very relaxed considering that happened to you, Jay, because usually,
it wasn't like $7,000. Like it was under $100. So it wasn't huge. We caught it quickly early on.
Yeah. So what did they buy with it?
They got an Amazon subscription. See, that's what was written on the statement.
Often what that is, if they're committing fraud, I've read that they'll do a small transaction first, and if you don't pick up on it, they'll keep using that card then.
And sometimes they'll keep constantly taking out small amounts, really little. So, 131009, if this has happened to you.
Holly, how you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Credit card fraud stories, what have you got for us?
So a few years ago I went to Hawaii and got a credit card specifically for that holiday. So I'd never used it before. checked into the hotel, had a great holiday, checked out, all good. And then every month for about 6 months, a charge of $12.80 came out of my account, which was really strange.
That's cheeky.
So I couldn't figure out what it was because the description was really vague and there was no website and the company didn't exist. So I went into the bank and I was like, is it fees? Is it like, what is it? And so a few weeks later, after they investigated it, they were like, so what's happened is the staff that you gave your credit card at the hotel in Hawaii has actually used it to get a subscription to a porn website.
There you go.
Wow.
So for 6 months straight, I was just paying for this porno website. I had no idea.
You could have at least used it, you know.
Did you get the money back?
Yeah. I went into the bank and they were like, are you sure that maybe you just didn't forget, you know, or maybe your partner had the credit card? I was like, no, I'm fine.
There's an awkward conversation.
Yeah. Hey, but yeah, so finally got money back, all good.
So you do still have a partner, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. So what we're going to do, Holly, is pop you in the drawer for our beautiful Fly with Baluna Loft Valentine's Day experience. You could be flying over the Hunter Valley in a beautiful love heart-shaped air balloon, accommodation for 2 nights at the Crown Plaza, and dinner. It's going to be amazing. So you're in the drawer for that, all right? We'll announce that on Friday. Thanks, doll. Last one, Joe. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Joe. Tell us, what happened to you? Was that a lot of money that went missing from your credit card or just a small amount as well?
We've had it happen twice. The one that was a lot of money, whenever we go overseas, we let the bank know where we're going, what countries, so there's alert on our Visa debit card.
Yeah.
And it was probably about a month out before going to France. And my husband got a phone call to say that $1,400 had gone out of our account.
No.
That was a dubious transaction, as the bank put it. It definitely wasn't us. We had to go through all our details of where we'd been for the last 12 months. My husband's card was cancelled. And then it was just countless emails backwards and forwards with the fraud department. Then found out that there'd been many little transactions taken from our account. Months.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way of seeing if we were noticing, and then they just went for the big $1,400 transaction.
Wow.
That's
got to
hurt.
There was someone in America who, they said obviously our card was skimmed on one of our holidays and our details were sold on. We did get it back, but it was 4 weeks into our holiday in France before we got it back into our account.
Wow.
But the other time was a thing called friendly fraud, where our son, who was then 9, asked for an online Adidas game, which I purchased for him. And then probably a few months down the track, I noticed there's dozens and dozens of 99 cents here, $1.90 there, out of our account, and it was with Google Play. So I got in touch with them, and somehow my account had stayed open with my son's game. So whenever he needed new lives, he'd hit new lives, it was coming off our card.
Jeez.
Cheeky.
Jeez.
So now, when you had the big fraud, just quickly, were you ever tempted to go, I think they've also done this fraud down at Myers and gotten a few, you know, cooking sets or something?
That would have been nice, but no, I never thought about that.
you're an honest citizen, that's right. Excellent.
Thank you for your calls. Up next, guys, we are playing Age, Sex, Location.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
Sex. Location. Where are you now
that I need you? That's right. One in 30 chance to win $1,000 right now. If you're 26, you're a male from Port Stephens Council area. That's where you live.
So 13, what suburbs are we talking there, Jay?
13-10-09. So there's Fingal Bay, I'm pretty sure. There's Shoal Bay, Anna Bay, Nelson Bay,
the whole Salt
Point.
All the bays.
The
whole peninsula out there, basically.
Very good. Okay, call now if you are that age, sex and location. You could be spinning those cash balls next. One in 30 chance at a K playing next.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well. De Novo's
age,
sex,
location.
Yeah, twice a day here at the show, we've given you a 1 in 30 chance to walk away with a K with De Novo's age, sex, location. We've just put the call out now. We are after a 26-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area. If you get through on 13 10 09 with your lucky number, you get to spin the cash balls. If your number comes out, you win the money. That's and we simple. Do have one here.
Yeah. Hey, Lee. Hey, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, really good. Grand, if you want it straight away, what are you doing?
Oh, plenty of things I could do, you know, pay bills, but that's not really fun, you know. I'll probably just go spend it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way.
Out for a couple of parties.
Yeah, probably.
End up at King Street Macca's. I hear ya. All right, well, let's try and win you this money. What, of course, is your lucky number, first of all?
Oh, I'm hoping it's 18.
All right, 18, Jade. Spin those right, balls.
Here we go. I'm spinning the balls, Lee. I'm hoping for number 18, which, funnily enough, is my favourite number because I was born on the 18th. All right, the ball is out, Lee, and it is number 16.
Oh, no. So close.
Two off. Oh. Sorry, man. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, buddy. Sorry, appreciate it, dude. Oh, we're back tomorrow.
So close.
Thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Two numbers off. Jeez.
Very close. Very close.
All right.
That's it. That's a wrap for today,
guys.
Really, isn't it?
Yeah.
All over Red Rover.
105 commercial free up next. Yeah, with Jackson. What's on the way?
Yo, yo. Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood.
Love
together.
This song, The
Fighter.
It is.
Good
vibes.
Still a goodie. Also, too, the Backstreet Boys.
Classic.
I always wonder which Backstreet Boy I would have been. And then I think none.
None of them.
Too cool, but too I do cool. Like this song. What a banger. Also, too, Marshmallow. I like this country vibe in pop music right now.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Favorite.
And guys, of course, more tickets across your workday and at Love Songs for our new FM's Kiss and Tell Cruise happening this Friday at Lake Mac.
Make sure if you want to come along that you get online, newfm.com.au. Submit your entry. Get involved.
Gotta
if you're
be
a
in
single.
It to find love.
That's right.
This is true. Thank you, Jackson. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for De Novo's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.